Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
6:01 on a Friday night. Joe Giglio with you. Sports Radio 94 WIP. We've got Tucker Bagby behind the glass. Sue Schilling on the update. You guys with us tonight. 888-729-9494. #9494. That is how you get aboard. We got a lot to get into, including a little talk before the Sixers game tonight. After the Sixers game, a ton of credit tonight. We'll go to Joel Embiid for what he did last night in Boston, and that was a championship kind of player we saw last night. That was what you watched last night in Boston, was the best player on a title team. That's how well Joel Embiid played last night. We'll get to the Sixers. We'll have a hot stove check-in. We'll check down in D.C. With a friend of the show that covers the Redskins, and also a little hot stove involving the Nationals, what they did, what they didn't do, the NL East. That's coming up later. Hot stove check-in, NFL picks, everything that we do on a Friday right here on this show. But I want to start with the Eagles as we look forward to. It's weird. It's always the game before the game is always a weird game. The game we're all looking forward to in reality is next Sunday, a week from this Sunday, when the Dallas Cowboys come in here. And in effect, the NFC East will be decided that day, Eagles or Cowboys on December 22nd. But there's a game this weekend on Sunday, 1 o'clock, against a Washington team that we haven't seen since week one. They have a different quarterback now. They have a different coach now, which I don't even know how many people really realize, because they fired Jay Gruden around week five or six. They replaced him with Bill Callahan. They've actually been better since then. So it's a different Redskins team. And there's always that worry, the letdown or the look ahead, right? The Eagles looking ahead to the Cowboys have a letdown. And that's the fear for this game. But, you know, there's a lot of logic that would tell you the Eagles should not be trusted. A lot. And I'm sure I'm going to hear a lot of it tonight. But I'm putting that away. As the guy who is driving the playoff bus, I'm putting some of the logic that is out there away for my own logic. Because I trust the Eagles on Sunday. Part of it is, I just don't believe they're going to do what they did 2 weeks ago again, which was go down to Miami and get smoked by the Dolphins. I just don't believe they're going to have lightning strike twice to them in a three-week span in a playoff push. I know the Eagles are not a very good football team, but they're way better than the Washington Redskins. 888-729-9494. I trust the Eagles are going to win on Sunday. I know this year has been up and down. I know the Eagles have been up and down. And I recognize through numbers and my own eyes that we're not watching a special football team here in Philadelphia. But there's a couple reasons that I sit here and I with you tonight. I say they're going to win this game on Sunday. And I don't, the injuries aren't even, like, I get it. They don't have Lane Johnson. That's a problem. I get it. They're not going to have Alshon Jeffrey. They're likely not going to have Nelson Agholor. Maybe no Ronald Darby. The injuries are not on the Eagles' side. I get it. But here's why I believe that you should not fear this game. You shouldn't fear Washington, and you should not fear what I'll call lightning striking twice in 3 weeks, Miami and Washington. Number one, Doug Peterson, who I'm a big fan of, I trust, and I don't think he's going to make the same mistake again. I thought 2 weeks ago in Miami, Doug made a mistake in which he just ignored the idea that the Miami Dolphins can't stop the run, and he could have made that a different game. Instead, it became a shootout. We know how it went. The Redskins also can't stop the run. Aaron Jones last week of the Packers, 174 yards against them. They can't stop the run. Run the football. Miles Sanders, Boston Scott, run the football. I trust Doug, after the way we watched Monday night unfold, that he is going to do what it takes and do the right thing to win this game. Number two, look, there's some muscle memory here. And I hate when we hearken back to 2 years ago and the Super Bowl team, because this is not the Super Bowl team. But this team and last year's team are very comparable. No, there's no Nick Foles waiting in the wings. And this is the week he started playing last year. But last year's team, this year's team, very similar. 6-7 at the same stage. And they won their last three games and they made the playoffs. There is some muscle memory to this. Like this team, there are certain teams, they pop up every few years where for whatever reason, you don't see their best or they don't get on any kind of roll until they have to, until their backs are against the wall. And sometimes it's just imagined. Like the Eagles last year wanted to make themselves underdogs until they actually became underdogs again. And this year's team has that same kind of vibe to me, to where they're not going to give you week after week, excellent effort or good effort until they have no choice, and we are in the no choice portion of the season. So Doug, muscle memory, and then let's not ignore the recent success against Washington. I mean, the Eagles have owned this rivalry now for a few years. 2017, they beat them twice. Last year, they beat them twice. This year, they beat them once. It's five in a row. I mean, they've won five in a row against Washington after a while where it was the opposite, where Washington really owned this rivalry for a few years. The Eagles have gotten the better of the Redskins for a while now, and I think there's some of this is matchup, some of it is coaching. The Eagles just play good football against Washington. And number four, Dwayne Haskins is just not ready for this. Like, when they went down to Miami and got beat, they got beat by a guy in Ryan Tannehill who, say what you want about him, Ryan Tannehill is an accomplished, reliable, more than solid NFL quarterback that on any given day, as we've seen now in back-to-back years, Ryan Tannehill can light people up. Dwayne Haskins is not there yet. I don't know if he's ever going to be there. Who knows what that kid's going to become. But his completion percentage is 55%. He's under 40% when he's being pressured. I understand he's a rookie. He's probably rushed into action. Who knows if he even should have played this year. He stinks. He has arm talent, and he might make a throw or two with some big arm strength. You're like, wow, he's got ability. But down to down, he's not very good. This isn't Ryan Fitzpatrick getting ready to launch, you know, 10 deep balls up in the air to Devontae Parker and going to come down with half of them and beat the Eagles. That's not what we're going to see on Sunday. I don't think Haskins could do it. And if they get any pressure on him, he is going to wilt. So I get a team with a head coach that I trust in Doug Peterson. The muscle memory of a team that just did this last year. Same thing. It's the same kind of run they have to go on. The recent success against Washington, Dwayne Haskins isn't ready. And I'll throw one more in. I think they're going to take what happened Monday and build off it, like a little bit of momentum, which is, it's a thing with this team that they have not been able to sustain. It felt like they had it after the Green Bay game. Like, all right, they're going to get on track now. They're going to have momentum. They beat Green Bay, they beat the Jets, and then boom, they get smoked for two straight weeks. And then they beat Buffalo, and they beat Chicago. I'm like, all right, here comes momentum. And then they get beat for three straight weeks. So this team has ignored the possibility of momentum recently, this season. But I think this time's going to be different. 888-729-9494. It is the game before the game. It is the week before the week we're all looking forward to. But this is classic letdown stuff. This happens in the NFL all the time, where you're looking forward to the next opponent, and you let down against a bad one. And that's what the Eagles have on today. They have a bad opponent in the Washington Redskins. And despite what this year has been, despite how up and down they've been, I trust them. 888-729-9494. Do you trust the Eagles on Sunday? I mean, they have given you very little reason to trust them all year long, yet I do. Tucker, how you feeling?
I can't say I feel bad about going into a game against the Redskins, right? I mean, for all intents and purposes, they're a bad football team.
Yes.
However, we said the same thing about the Giants last week.
We did.
And the Giants carried a 14-point lead into halftime. The Eagles, as you mentioned, as you alluded to earlier, they've had a number of times this season where it looked like they could seize momentum. Even after week one, right after they beat the Redskins, mm-hmm. came out, looked great, and then fell apart the next week. Came out, they beat the Green Bay Packers in Green Bay on Thursday night, fell apart the next week. This team hasn't put together a run of wins. Outside of that 9-game winning streak we saw in 2017, if you just want to take the Wentz-Peterson era as a whole, outside of that 9-game win streak, they haven't had these huge, long, sustained periods of success.
I think three is the most. Outside of that one run, three is their longest winning streak in 4 years.
And the longest and their last 3-game winning streak was the last two games of 2016 and the first one in 2017.
Been a long time.
So it's been over 2 years now since we've been waiting for this team to do what we expect them to do now. Right now, we expect them to win 4 games in a row, and I think the Eagles will win on Sunday. I expect them to win on Sunday, but I don't trust them to win on Sunday. If we come here Monday night, or I guess Tuesday night technically, right, because of Monday Night Football.
Yes.
But if we come in here Tuesday night disappointed because they fell apart because they turned the ball over, Carson Wentz threw an interception, defense fell apart, Dwayne Haskins made a couple ridiculous throws you didn't see coming, that wouldn't shock me at all. Not one bit.
You know what? I feel like tonight we're going to hear a lot of people like Tucker, and I am on the other side of this. 888-729-9494. I trust the Eagles on Sunday. And I put a lot of stock in that they did this last year. Like, there's a lot of players in this team. It's not like, look, the 2 years ago thing, oh, this team won the Super Bowl 2 years ago, they can win it again. Forget that. That was 2 years ago, and that team was way better. But there is, it's eerily similar to last season. 6-7 through 13 games. A playoff spot's still there if they just take care of their business. And I think 2 weeks ago, what happened in Miami was a wake-up call that they will not allow it to happen again. Because that, I mean, that's exactly what we're dealing with here. The Miami game on the road, bad team, going nowhere, probably a dreary stadium. Now, I don't know if a bunch of Eagles fans are actually going down to D.C. on Sunday. We know a lot ended up in Miami because that was a trip. That was a fun trip. I don't think anyone wants to actually go to D.C. But there's not going to be many Redskins fans in that building. I mean, that fan base has jumped ship more than any, I think, in the NFL right now. Nobody cares about the Redskins. There was an article in the Washington Post yesterday about how Redskins fans, longtime ones, are leaving to go root for the Ravens. They're done with the franchise. So that's going to be a dreary stadium, an empty stadium, other than if Eagles fans go down. I just don't think we're going to see it happen twice in 3 weeks. Like, it's one thing, and Eagles have had bad losses this year, right? They have lost to the Lions, they have lost to Atlanta. In the moment, we didn't realize how bad those losses were, but they were bad losses. Those are bad football teams. They lost a game a couple weeks ago to Miami. But I just don't believe at this stage of the season, they're going to allow two straight road losses to them for themselves in the same situation. And I think now, on top of all that, they have to understand the gravity of the situation. Like, if the Eagles lose one of these last three games, or let's just say they lose either Sunday or they lose to the Giants in Week 17, they're going to lose all tiebreakers. Their only path to the playoffs here is really, unless they're expecting the Cowboys to lose out, which I think we're asking a lot on that note. The Cowboys may lose on Sunday to the Rams, and they may lose here next week, but they get Washington at home in Week 17. The Cowboys likely aren't going to lose out. The Eagles have to do something here to earn this, besides just beating Dallas, and that means beating Washington and the Giants. I think the gravity of the situation, they've dominated this rivalry. The quarterback, look, you go through it, and Carson Wentz this year, I don't think it is a, other than Ryan Fitzpatrick, I mean, you could go look at the quarterbacks that Carson Wentz has faced, and when he faces one that is better than him, the Eagles usually lose the football game. When the Eagles face a quarterback where they have the quarterback advantage in the game, other than the Miami game, they have won those football games. I mean, that has been the season so far. And on Sunday, they have the quarterback advantage by a lot. I mean, this is probably since the game against the Jets, this is the biggest quarterback discrepancy on the field you're going to see with an Eagle game. Yes, he's better than Mitch Trubisky by a lot. He is better than Josh Allen. Though that's probably closer than we want to believe. But he's better. You know, the games that he hasn't been better, whether it be Tom Brady, whether it be Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott, Matt Ryan, Matthew Stafford, they've lost those games. The Fitzpatrick one stands out as the one outlier, but it's pretty much fell on this year. When Carson Wentz is the better quarterback in the matchup, Eagles win. When Carson Wentz is not, the Eagles lose. And on Sunday, look, there's just no way that the Washington Redskins have a better quarterback on Sunday. No way. 888-729-9494. Not a rookie, not one playing this poorly, not one playing probably before he should. The Eagles have a decided quarterback advantage on Sunday. They have a coaching advantage on Sunday. And I think what happened 2 weeks ago is enough of a wake-up call that they're not going to let it happen again. I trust them. I know they've let us down. I know it's been a year where you want to throw something on the TV every other week. But I trust that the Eagles are going down there despite the injuries, despite no Alshon, despite no Nelson maybe, despite no possibly Barnett again, despite possibly no Darby, no Jordan Howard. They're going to go down there, and I believe they're going to win this game. And dare I say, I trust the Eagles this week. 888-729-9494, #9494 on your AT&T and Verizon wireless cell phones. Do you trust the Eagles? It's a simple one, but I think this week with this team, this is one where they're going to test us. Because with the way they're set up right now, it's very unlikely they're up 14-0 early and you can rest easy. Now, I believe they're going to win, and I trust them to finish the game and win the game. But I also don't think they're going to go down there and win by three scores. This team is not built for laughers. They're not built right now with their personnel and their injury situation to blow out anyone. Doesn't matter what the team's record is. So I am trusting in a win in a close game. I am trusting in a team that at some point in that game will find a way to pull away. At some point in the game Sunday, will make three or four or five extra plays that Washington simply can't make. And they're going to find a way to win and get out of there at 7-7. I think by Sunday at 8 o'clock, the Philadelphia Eagles will be alone in first place in the NFC East because Dallas is going to lose to the Rams. And then it's going to set up the game here where it's basically beat the Cowboys and win this division. Like that's where we're headed to. We are headed to that part of the season. And this is the classic letdown spot. I mean, it is the obvious letdown spot. One game before Dallas, on the road, off of a win, short week. Like, this is the... If the Eagles truly are frauds, they lose this game. If any team that's a fraud loses this game because it has so many elements of a trap. You just won on Monday. You have the biggest game of the year coming up the next week. You're on the road, short week, blah, you know, on and on. There's a lot of elements here for the Eagles to falter, yet I trust them. Maybe it's one win over the Giants. Maybe I'm just losing my mind. But as I sit here in the playoff bus, and I'm driving it right now, as I sit here in the playoff bus, I trust the Philadelphia Eagles are going to walk into D.C. on Sunday, find a way to win, and set up the game, next Sunday at home against the Cowboys. 888-729-9494. Do you trust the Eagles? Matt is up on WIP. Hey, Matt.
Yes, hi, Joe. How you doing?
Good, Matt. What's up?
I think I agree with you. I think the Eagles are going to win out and take the NFC East title because I think that they are resilient, and I think that they could just win out. And I know there's a lot of injuries, but I think Carson has confidence in these guys, and these guys don't, like, have any attitudes. They're like the other players. And I think that they're going to play like they're having fun, and they're going to just go out there maybe – let something happen to try to prove a point.
Well, they need to. And Matt, here's the other thing with that. I thought Monday you saw more energy. You also saw healthier players. You know, I don't think any of us, I think it's very easy to just say Alshon doesn't want to be here and Nelson didn't want to be here. But I think as time is going on, we're also starting to understand that these guys have been playing hurt. Like Nelson has had this knee injury apparently since week six. And Alshon, who knows how long he's been playing with that foot injury before it went out on Sunday. So I feel like you have healthier bodies as well as guys that maybe want to play a little bit more.
Yes, and I think if we just have to beat this Redskins team, every game is like a must-win situation, and the Dallas game is still 425, right? They didn't flex it.
It is 425 because Fox protected it. Fox and CBS each week get to protect one game that is not allowed to be flexed, and they protected it.
Okay. I think the Eagles are going to. I think it's going to be a close game, and I think they're just going to come out on top. And I think Doug's going to have the right mindset going in. And I don't know if they make the playoffs. I think it's just important for them to make the playoffs, especially with Carson, to give them experience in it.
Oh, I think it's everything, Matt. I appreciate the call. No, it's not just important. It is pivotal for the Eagles now and in their future. It is pivotal that Carson Wentz plays in a playoff game this year, and it's all right there in front of them. 888-729-9494, #9494 on your AT&T and Verizon wireless cell phones. We'll come back. We'll update you on the injuries, including Nelson Aguilar, who apparently had a stalemate in his recovery with this knee issue. If you don't know what that means, you're not alone, because neither did Doug Peterson. We'll let you know what Doug had to say about Nelson, latest on the injuries. And tonight it's simple. This is the discussion I want to have tonight. Do you trust the Philadelphia Eagles to win this game on Sunday? They are favorites. They're playing a bad team. But 2 weeks ago, they were favorites playing a bad team on the road. Tucker doesn't trust them. I do. I don't care about the evidence this year that tells me, not so sure about that. I trust the Philadelphia Eagles to win this game. 888-729-9494, #9494. That is how you get in. We'll come back, your phone calls, and you'll hear from Doug on what he thought about the injury description with Nelson Aguilar. That's coming up next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.